Ever feel like financial news? It's less about information, more about who's shouting the loudest. You know, hot tips, predictions. I just end up confused.
Totally get it. That noise is tough. Everyone's got the secret to winning.
Exactly. That's why this deep dive is exciting, right? Different approach, no gurus, just learning how to read the market's language. Price movements.
And that's what's so cool about this, right? We're not predicting the future. We're understanding the story that prices are telling, like right now.
I love that. The market's story. Our source for this deep dive, they're all about ditching expert opinions, focusing on the raw data, the charts. Like we're seeing the matrix code, but for money.
Great analogy. It's all about tuning out the noise, focusing on what matters, price.
And they jump right in, big claim. Price movements, more important than we think. More than any analyst, they say, are we? Ignoring experts now.
Sounds radical, but think about it. Every price reflects what everyone in the market is doing. Combined decisions. Purest data there is. No opinions.
Okay, so it's like a collective expression, not just one person's view.
Right.
But why is that better than, say, an expert's analysis?
Okay, imagine. Tesla stock suddenly jumps way up. Million reasons why, maybe. New tech, new laws, even just like good tweets about it, right? Analyst might see one or two of those.
But the price.
Exactly. The price sees it all. Instantly. No bias. Market's telling us how everyone feels right now about all those things combined.
Instead of relying on one person's take, it's like experiencing something firsthand, not just reading a review.
Yes. And that real-time thing is huge, brings us to the first big advantage, price. Objectivity.
Okay, objectivity. How does that work with prices, though?
Well, it's like that Tesla example, right? Cuts through the noise, you get a clear picture. It's like, imagine you're a detective. Yeah.
Ooh, love a good detective story.
Okay, so price movements, those are your fingerprints, your DNA evidence at the crime scene. They tell you what really happened, not what people think happened.
No theories, just the facts.
Exactly. And that gets us to advantage number two, real-time data. Price is telling us what's up right now. Not yesterday, not tomorrow.
Makes sense. But isn't a lot of market data already real-time?
Sure, but think of it this way. You want to react to the wave that's about to crash on you. Or guess where it might be tomorrow.
Okay, surfing analogy, I'm with you. Real time means reacting now.
Exactly. Combine that with objectivity, you get a real feel for how the market's behaving, like moment to moment.
This is seriously making me rethink how I look at all this stuff. But we can't forget the third thing. Collective sentiment.
Yeah.
Sounds a little vague, like a self-help book, you know?
Yeah, but it's practical too. Remember, each price has everyone's actions in it, right? Add those actions up, you get the market's mood, you could say.
The overall feeling, like, are people confident or freaking out? And we can see that in how prices move.
Absolutely. Say a stock is rocketing up, huge volume. That's the market shouting, we love this thing, high demand, people are sure about it.
And the opposite, price tanks, huge volume. That panic.
Exactly. Everyone's running for the exits. Recognizing those cues, that's powerful stuff.
So we've got this tool. It's objective, real time, even shows us the market's mood. If it's so great, why isn't everyone doing this? What's the catch?
The catch is you got to know how to interpret all that, but in context. And the context is time.
Time. I knew there was a catch. What does time have to do with any of this?
Well, the source says it's like the missing puzzle piece. It's not just if a price is going up or down. It's how long it's been doing it that matters.
Okay. Help me connect the dots here. Time and these charts, how does that all work? It's like using a map, right? You can be zoomed in on one street or way out seeing the whole country. Mm-hmm. Both true, but totally different story.
Exactly. And for trading, those zoom levels, those are your time frames. Daily chart, you might see a stock going down, zoom out to weeks, months, totally different story. Could be going up long term.
So which zoom, I mean, time frame do you even use? Feels like you need to be some kind of like chart wizard to handle all that.
No magic, just strategy. Different time frames answer different questions. Think of the long-term ones, like your monthly, weekly. Those set the scene. Bull market, bear market, the overall trend.
So we're figuring out the big picture first. Got it. Then we zoom in.
Exactly. Once you've got that context in the shorter time frames, daily, even hourly, those are for specific trades. Finding those entry and exit points, but always within that bigger trend.
Riding the waves of those bigger trends, basically.
Perfect way to put it. But even then, looking at these charts, all those zigzags, easy to get lost. That's where those technical analysis tools the source mentions come in.
Oof, yeah, those words usually make me run for the hills. Are we getting super technical now?
Not at all. Just ways to see what the price is already saying. Patterns, trends. Stuff that's hard to see with just your eyes on the raw data.
Okay, so less like advanced math, more like drawing tools to make things clearer.
Yeah.
That I can get behind. They mentioned moving averages, RSI, MASD.
Yeah.
Any chance of a crash course on those?
Sure. Moving averages are the simplest. Imagine drawing a line right through the middle of the price action. Yeah. Smooths out the bumps, shows you the overall direction. That's your moving average.
So price above that line, that's good. Uptrend.
You got it. Buyers are in control. RSI, MACD, sound fancy, just give you more info about how strong that trend is. RSI is like a fuel gauge. Is the stock overbought, oversold? MACD helps you spot when to maybe buy or sell within the trend.
So not predicting, but seeing how much power is behind the move right now.
Exactly. Gentle stream versus raging river, right? Both water, different force. These tools tell you that force.
Okay, this is making a lot more sense now. Time frames, tools.
Yeah.
But what are we looking for in all this? What's the takeaway?
You want those trends. Uptrend, downtrend, or moving sideways. That's called a range. Then look for spots where the price struggled before support and resistance.
Like floors and ceilings for the price.
Exactly. Finally, volume. Remember, it shows conviction.
Right. More people, bigger deal when the price moves.
Exactly. Big price jump, huge volume. That's Black Friday shoppers rushing in.
Yeah.
Same jump, tiny volume. That's a couple people wandering by. Not as big a deal.
Wow, we went from feeling lost in the weeds to I feel like I have a decoder ring for the market now.
The knowledge is the reward. But like any language, takes practice to get fluent.
That's what's exciting, though. The source got me thinking about what price movements are. But if it's everyone's actions combined, what's that tell us about us, you know? How did these trends even happen in the first place from a human behavior standpoint?
Now, that is the question, isn't it?
Right. And on that note, we'll leave you all to ponder that one. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the fascinating world of price movements. Until next time, happy charting.